From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. One of many things that has been shuffled around in Congress in short-term spending crises are community health centers. Central Arkansas's U.S. Congressman French Hill joins me on the line. Thanks a lot for your time, as always.
Jacob, thanks for the invitation.
You are in favor of these health centers. Why do you support, generally, continued federal funds for this, and how did we get here to this deadline?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, community health centers have been a central point of contact in our poor communities, both rural and urban, since back in the 1960s. And they have really resulted in, I think, lower health spending overall by providing primary care to really needy families. As I say, you know, in Arkansas, not only in our urban area around Little Rock, but primarily out in our rural areas. So they have broad support in Congress. I think about 27 million people across the country are patients there, and about, you know, almost 200,000 Arkansans. So this spending bill that we are in the process of completing would fund and reauthorize the community health centers for 2 years.
Why do you think this got kicked down the road, so to speak? There's a temporary funding measure that was reauthorized several months ago, late last year.
I think part of why we were in this continuing resolution process during 2017 and 2018 is due to the Senate's inability to pass appropriations bills on a normal basis. We passed all 12 appropriations bills in the House before September 30th for both defense and non-defense spending, including full reauthorization of the Children's Health Plan, the CHIP plan, which we passed back in October, and funding for our community health centers. So that's the real reason why I think it was delayed, because there is good, solid congressional support for this a vital program for our most needy.
You mentioned earlier that community health centers, it's not a new concept. It originated in the 60s with Lyndon Johnson and the War on Poverty. But the Affordable Care Act significantly changed the funding to that, increased funding in a lot of places. But you have voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. How do you explain that vote, yet support for this program as well?
Well, in all the reform efforts on the Affordable Care Act in the House, they included increased funding for community health centers. So in no effort in repealing and replacing the broken parts of Obamacare had we proposed to do away with community health care funding, and quite the contrary. In my memory, I believe almost $300 million was proposed to increased services, because they provide great family primary care, particularly for moms, prenatal care, and et cetera, in our most poor communities. So it's been an important part of the health delivery system. And I just think about out in rural Arkansas, like in Marianna, there's I know a famous story of Miss Mary out there who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she'd gotten her primary care from Lee County's cooperative clinic. And there's no doubt that they saved her life as just a nice grandmother out there in Marianna. And because of their care, they were able to get her into UAMS for cancer treatment. And so she's now able to take better care of her grandkids. So, I mean, this is a vital part of the health services in the country, as I say, particularly in very, very underserved areas, which is where a lot of that money was directed.
Today's vote on the budget bill, another short-term measure in the House. Steve Womack, as of 10 a.m. at least, told Politico he's not sure on how he'll vote on it, in part because he's, of course, been a deficit hawk, and there's spending increases in many areas in this bill. Lift the debt ceiling, no DACA resolution. What are your thoughts on this? How will you vote?
Well, actually, this morning, I've just been reviewing all the aspects of the bill. The attractive thing to me, Jacob, is that we get finally the kind of spending and direction that we need for our military, for our men and women in uniform, because we cannot run the military by continuing resolution. And secondly, it breaks the parity that's been battled between the House and Senate, where we have to increase domestic non-defense spending dollar for dollar with defense. And I don't think that's an appropriate way to set budget priorities. So I'm still looking at it this year or this today, and we'll see how the Senate votes later this afternoon. I'm disappointed, too, I have to say, that we don't have an equitable solution for DACA contained in this and the border security issues. I'd hoped that Senate and House leadership would be able to strike a reasonable deal for defense spending and non-defense spending and bring to a conclusion a good, solid, equitable solution following Donald Trump's outline on DACA combined with border security. I thought that was a reasonable approach.
We're up against the clock, but real quick, the Democratic primary in the 2nd Congressional District has been pretty active. Paul Spencer's raised a lot of money. Gwendolyn Colmes is running. Clark Tucker just announced he'll run. He'll bring a lot of money and experience as well to the race. This is a little bit different than the last contest against Diane Curry, it looks like, at the outset. Does that make you excited in any way? Or what do you expect is going to happen?
Well, I think they'll have a vigorous Democratic primary, and I look forward to talking in the fall campaign on all the things that I've fought for working people in Arkansas, like 9 out of 10 Arkansans have a simpler tax bill now. Families will get between $1,500 and $2,000 in additional money in their own family budgets, and then trying to, as I've worked for 3 years, to have common sense approaches to regulatory reform to get our economy growing faster. So we'll contrast all those messages in the fall, and I'll just look forward to watching the outcome of the Democratic primary this spring.
I've been speaking with 2nd District U.S. Representative French Hill. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.